A day after the Iranian embassy in Lebanon was rocked with brazen terrorist attacks, its doors have remained open to receive delegations of visitors who poured into the embassy to offer their condolences. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian arrived late on Wednesday to receive condolences for the victims of the twin bombings. An estimated 5 and 65 kilograms of explosives each claimed the lives of 23 people, including Iran's cultural attaché, Sheikh Ibrahim Ansari, and five other Iranians, and wounded scores of others.
We are currently awaiting the investigations carried out by the Lebanese government and security apparatuses. We would also like to warn the powers backing, employing and inciting takfiris and facilitating the transfer of arms into Syria and from there into neighboring countries.
The Russian ambassador to Beirut has warned against the plot to turn Lebanon into a new Iraq, a threat the UN deputy coordinator in Lebanon has pledged his organization's assistance in countering.
Secretary General of the United Nations has, as well as the members of the Security Council, have all condemned in the strongest possible terms this horrific crime, which is deeply touching to all of us on a personal level here in Lebanon.
Hezbollah Secretary General Representative and Shura member Sayed Ibrahim Amin al-Sayed has vowed a soon-to-be-revealed victory, which he said will be the best retaliation for the terrorist attacks against the Iranian embassy in Beirut.
This crime tells of the barbarism of its perpetrators. This is the action of desperate bankrupt failures, and soon enough, in the upcoming few days, our nation will witness a striking development and a great victory against the criminals standing behind these terrorist acts.
Meanwhile, Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abdullahian has met with Lebanese officials and held talks on the circumstances in the aftermath of the twin bombings, as the death toll is still on the rise, since many of the wounded are in critical condition. The most dangerous aspect of the attacks against the Iranian embassy here in Beirut is the style of execution. The blasts have reminded people of a dark period in Lebanese history and have brought to mind the horrors of an Iraqi model of violence. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.